Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hello and welcome to Friday Night's Losers. I'm your host, Gene Knight. Each week, I'll pick the losers in high school games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, it's region time, and now everybody is O&O.
Okay, Gino, remember, nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
All right, Gino, here we go. Burns versus Spartanburg.
Mark Hodges' Sparkle City Vandals lay siege to Dunkin' Donutsville and come away with a close win over Reggie Shaw's Johnny Rebs. Friday Night's Loser, the James F. Burns Rebels.
Goose Creek versus Berkeley.
Jason Winstead cranks up the Duck Ditch Symphony as they play the Death March for Jerry Brown's Bambies. Friday, Night's Loser, the Berkeley High Stags.
River Bluff versus Lexington.
Blair Hardin's Big Green Lizards run over and around Perry Woolbright's Blue Lynxes in the battle for Lexington County. Friday, Night's Loser, the Lexington High Wildcats.
Pickens versus Walhalla.
Chad Smith gets out the Big Blue Grill with the Big Blue Flame and barbecues Paget Johnson's Purple Hogs on the gridiron. Friday, Night's Loser, the Walhalla Razorbacks.
Pageland Central versus Andrew Jackson.
Trent Usher's Bluebirds end up on the wrong end of Todd Chipley's Old Hickory Rifleman's guns and gets blasted into Watermelonville, USA. Friday, Night's Loser, the Pageland Central Eagles.
Wando versus Cane Bay.
Adrian Rocco's River Renegades set the swamp on fire and burn up Russell Zier's Hooded Snakes for only the second time in this entire series. Friday, Night's Loser, the Cane Bay Cobras.
Seneca versus Daniel.
Last year, Daniel hung 76 points on rival Seneca. This year, it could be 100. Jeff Frewster's Kings of the Clemson Jungle tear David Crane's Putty Tats to pieces. Friday, Night's Loser, the Seneca Bobcats.
Northwestern versus Ridgeview.
Paige Wofford's Purple Wave washes Derek Howard's ponies all the way back down I-77 to the Blythe Wood. Friday, Night's Loser, the Ridgeview Blazers.
Indian Land versus York.
Dr. Dean Boyd's Big Black Mountain Lions chew up Adam Hastings' Blue and Gold Tribesmen in the second half. Friday, Night's Loser, the Indian Land Warriors.
Spring Valley versus Rock Hill.
Robin Bacon's axe-wielding Norsemen chop off the diamond heads of Bubba's Cats at Harry Perrone Stadium. Friday, Night's Loser, the Rock Hill High Bearcats.
Fort Mill versus Nation Ford.
This is the original Milltown Showdown, and Michael Allen's Big Black Birds bring death from above to Rob McNeely's Black and Yellow Mud Wasps in Bob Jones' Beehive. Friday, Night's Loser, the Fort Mill High Yellow Jackets.
Catawba Ridge versus South Point.
Devontae Holloman's Red Chargers dance on top of Zach Lindak's Redheaded Asps, and it's death in the pit. Friday, Night's Loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
Great Falls versus Louisville.
Will Mitchell's Richburg Pride invades Happy Valley and smites DeMarcus Simon's Demons in this annual rivalry game. Friday, Night's Loser, the Great Falls Red Devils. That's all the time we have this week. Whether you're a winner or a loser, always remember to be a good sport wherever you are and take some time to attend a game in your area or listen to several on the OTS Sports Network. Always be true to your school. J5V, adios, muchacho.
Green card, please.
Push him back, push him back.
Friday we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to to fight. We're gonna smash them now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school, alright. Just like you do to your